Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of The Mysteries of the Indian Culture. In this podcast, I'll be sharing a new mystery each week with you guys. If you guys really don't want to miss that, make sure to follow the podcast right now. So, in this episode, I'll be talking to you guys about one of the world's most mysterious mountains, which is called Kailash. So, now, without wasting any further time, let's jump deep into our topic for today. Mount Kailash is the religious spot for three different religions, and those religions are Hinduism, Jainism, and Buddhism. So, the main reason behind Kailash being mysterious is that no one except one person was able to climb that mountain till date. So, the only person who was able to climb this Mount Kailash was Milarepa. He was a saint who lived in 1052. But after that person climbed the Kailash Mount, no one else, like hundreds and hundreds of people have tried, but no one else was able to climb Mount Kailash. So this could be considered as one of the main reasons why Mount Kailash is considered to be one of the world's most mysterious places or the mountains. As no one have ever climbed this mountain till the top. So there are a few theories revolving around this point that why aren't people actually able to climb this mountain. So I'm going to tell you guys those theories and then also try to explain that where did those theories originated from. So the first theory is that the Hindu Lord Shiva still lives or resides on the top of that mountain, and he does not allow any impure soul to reach the top of the mountain. In actual, this is the only theory which revolves around and answers the question that why are people not actually able to climb the mountain. It is said that he still resides there and does not allow any impure soul to reach the top. But there are many more reasons why Mount Kailash is considered to be mysterious. So now, barring this point that the people aren't able to climb the mountain since years, and now the Chinese government has actually banned the mountaineers to climb this mountain anymore, so if you want to try, you can't really do that. So now let's talk about the other reasons why is Mount Kailash considered to be mysterious. According to Hindu religious texts, the position of Mount Kailash is considered to be the center of the earth. This is also proven by a theory which is given by geographers. So the theory states that if the earth is divided into two equal spheres, then the point which could be considered as the center of the sphere will be the point where Mount Kailash stands since ages. Another thing, according to the Hindu religious text, the place where the sky and the land meets is the point where Mount Kailash stands. This is something which is not yet proven, but I have my own theory about this. If the earth is divided into two spheres, then one will consist of the land where the Mount Kailash actually stands, and the other half will consist of the sky, and the place where these two things meet, the land and the sky, will be the center of the earth, and the center of the earth is Mount Kailash. So now we'll talk about a few things which are said by the people who have been to the place. Let me tell you before I start actually telling you the points that these are not proven or said by any scholars. These are just said by the people who have been to the place, like the Mount Kailash. So the people who have been to the place, they say that the time at Mount Kailash or in the parikrama of Mount Kailash runs at a much faster pace as compared to the normal places. To prove their point, they say that the growth of their hairs and nails was much faster. Like, it would be considered that at a normal place it might take 2 weeks to reach that level of growth of hair and nails, but at Mount Kailash it took only 12 hours. As I just told you, a lot of few people say that the time at Mount Kailash or in the parikrama of Mount Kailash runs at a much faster pace. But a few people who have also been to the place say that it runs, like the time runs at a much slower pace as compared to the normal places. So to understand this, why the people actually feel like this, there's a story in Hindu religious texts, which is the story of Markandai. To understand why people feel that, we'll have to understand or to know the story of Markandai. So the story of Markandai states that once there was a couple, they didn't have any child for years, and they were quite religious and they used to meditate a lot. And one day Lord Shiva appeared in front of them and said that you can ask for whatever you want to ask and I'll present you with that thing. And that couple asked for a kid. So Lord Shiva kept his promise and said that they would have a kid, have a child, but there is option between two. So he said, Lord Shiva said that there'll be a kid who will live for years, but he won't be religious and nor be intelligent, nor be able to do the things like normal people. On the other hand, there'll be a kid who be 16, who would live for only 16 years and would be having some supernatural powers and also be like normal kids and be able to live only for 16 years. That was the main point. And since the couple was quite like religious, so they asked for a kid who would live only for 16 years but be religious and intelligent and be able to live a normal life till 16. So Lord Shiva kept his promise and lately, like matlab, I mean that they had a kid after a few years. So they knew that this kid is gonna die after 16 years. So slowly, gradually, years passed and now 16th year was almost gonna end. And at that time, the parents told the kid that this was the whole story behind your birth. And you're gonna die after a few days or a few weeks. And then Lord Shiva, and when the kid got to know about that, he started meditating a lot. Like, there was no limit at his, he went to a different level of meditation. And then, when Yamraj came to take his life, so there was a ling, like a shivling, which appeared out of nowhere in front of that kid who was named Markandai. And then he just like held that shivling and then the time stopped. The time stopped for that kid. And that kid lived for an entire like huge amount of time. But he was still 16 because the time for that kid stopped at that point when he actually touched that shivling. It was considered that that was a face or a roop of Lord Shiva when he was creating time, and by coming in contact with that shivling, the time stopped for that specific kid. This was the story of Markandai, and this is how we can understand that why really people feel that the space of time at Mount Kailash is really slow, as the people consider it to be a shivling. Mount Kailash is considered to be a shivling, which is like at a lot height and is massive in size. So when people come in contact with that shivling, it is considered that the time for those people also slow down or might even stop for those people as well for a few like the days they spend there. So this is how it could be proven that the time might be running at a slower pace at Mount Kailash. So guys, this was it from my side. These are the few things which I know myself. I have read them somewhere or I have watched YouTube videos about them or I have searched about them on internet. These are the things which I am sure of. These are the things I have put in this podcast episode. But there are a lot more things which I don't really know about Mount Kailash yet, but I am doing research upon them as well. So I'll make another episode about this as well, again, like about Mount Kailash as well, to like put those things also in a episode. But for this episode, this is it. And for my next podcast episode, I'm going to tell you the topic. So my next podcast topic is Aghoris, or the Agora Vidya, or could be considered as Agora, the way of liberation. I won't tell much about it right now, but I'll talk about it in my next podcast, which might be a part, like, which might be the next episode, like next week, or might be in this week only, as I'm gonna upload my YouTube video about Aghoris tomorrow. And if you guys need, like, want to watch that video and get the knowledge beforehand, so you guys can go and search for my YouTube handle, which is Gurveer Hansra. Go to YouTube, search for Gurveer Hansra, you'll find my channel on top. And so that is it for this podcast episode. Now I'll see you guys in my next episode and talk about Aghoris.